But I like the fact that I know my neighbors. I do know what we live in is kind of unique. It's a threeplex condo, and the people that owned it before the owners we currently have were using it as a nightly rental, and they didn't have a permit, which is a question I have. I get a letter every year from you all wanting to know if we rent it out, and I have to say yes or no and the amount. And I think that's something that needs to be looked at if somebody checks yes to make sure that they do have a permit. But if we wanted to buy into a resort area, that's what we would have done. We hope to retire here. I hike. I go out on the trails there. There's one area I have found beer cans. People have RV'd out there and partied. And if I wanted a nightly rental, I would have bought into that place. And that's not what I was promised. Our HOA, like he said, does not represent us. They don't honor or enforce the covenants. And I feel they should. But I also feel that the county needs to take a look at those covenants and honor those as well and work with us. And based on what I've read, I'm not as well versed as Susan and Karen. There are several items in there about the pool use. You're not supposed to use the pool unless the owner is with you. Well, there's no way if it's a nightly rental they can do that. So right there is a compatibility issue. So I just hope you consider all this tonight when you make your decision.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Finally, Dean, are you of the same opinion or the opposite side? Dean O'Brien? Your Heritage. Did you have anything to share with us?
I can't say that I have anything elaborate to share. As partner with Jana and Kevin Keck, you've mainly heard from Kevin, so he may have something to share. But our main concern was this issue was approved. You guys stood by us and said that, you know, if we were approved based on our purchase of the property, on our, you know, when we offered to buy the property, it was contingent upon that approval. And you guys granted us approval to move forward. Based on that approval, we invested an additional $15,000 into the property because of that. And now we keep coming back and forth, tying this thing up. And we just like to have a final say, know that your word stands, and so we can move forward. That's really all I have to say.
Any questions for the owner? Thank you. I think you guys remember this. You probably remember it from planning and zoning. I remember it from the original hearing. I didn't see you on the list. Oh, you're Kevin. Yeah, sorry, Kevin.
I wasn't aware. We were here last month at the rehearing, but wasn't aware if we could say anything. So we were, because we didn't know of any new information that was presented. The big thing seems to be about the application process, which you had an attorney render a decision or opinion that the application process in these situations was being handled correctly. And I know we've gone over a number of months since this started last September, October. It's been a long ordeal. So maybe just to clarify, and I would start by saying I understand where the, you know, the people that are concerned is coming up. I think it's now placing an undue burden on boards to make decisions that my recommendation would be is instead of going back and trying to penalize people who went through your process is why didn't somebody try and work with, I know they say there's no HOA, but why not try and get a group, understand you're an owner there, to come together and have a vote and decision there to give the county something to go by for future considerations. Also, we would never even have started this process if we were pioneering like one of those that was way out in the woods. I mean, there was a number of them, 12 or 14 or better already at the time, and so we didn't understand part of the process. So going back and remembering how we got to where we are now, we presented all these issues that were brought up through hearings and that. We even whenever they bring one up, if it's buffer walls, well, not only did they consider that the same buffer walls others have been approved, we made sure all of our sound equipment or anything else for TVs was on different walls so that it wouldn't try and carry through. You know, if it had to do with parking, you know, as far as we even have it stated with ours, even in their information, no parking on the street, park right up against the garage. If there would be more than two cars, park in the garage, and you're by no way to block the driveway, you know, to the other one. So we've tried to, as they brought that up, deal with all these issues. And then the biggest thing was, as an initial consideration, we came before the board, we were actually under contract to purchase the property, and the only way not to purchase the property and not be in breach of contract was if the permit would have been denied. And so at the original decision that night, we said, we understand the hardship of this decision and we'll honor whatever you say. You tell us that you're not going to grant the permit, we'll walk away from it and let it go. I know the Ironicles will probably be disappointed because this is the closest they've got to their initial investment in 10 years to be able to get their money back, but we'll honor whatever you say. You vote for it to let us have the permit, then we're going to go spend the money to do what you asked us to do in getting the permit. And they approved the permit, and we went forward, did everything we were asked to do, got our certificate, started to try and get ready for the rental process. And I understand the stress people must be under that bothers them, because we've even got screenshots of harassing comments made to us by those complaining just when we were trying to get the rental started. So it's not a good situation, but it's kind of hard to come back on people like us that have tried to follow the rules you gave us and go back and deny something that we've already been given. Since things were brought up in the permit, we are doing this appeal process. It was made comment about the neighbors that the joined the driveway. I tried to talk to them, but they, I guess, are not around very often. They must be out of the area. The HOA sent an email just saying, we understand you're doing night rentals, want to make sure you're being careful. So we replied to them how we were handling the parking situation on there to be okay with it. I tried to catch the neighbor next door to us, which I actually did go over and introduce myself to the people living, because we know the people that own the adjoining villa. I said, I understand you may have had some concerns about nightly rentals, was brought to our attention. I want you to introduce myself. We own the property next to you. Is there anything? He didn't bring any concerns to me. We shook hands. I just said, I want you to be aware. I gave him direct access to the information how to directly contact us since we live here, if there was ever a problem for him to be able to call us, and I've not heard anything since then from him. So, and then in the first appeal, you voted to turn down the appeal because you felt like everything had been done all right, and you yourself stated, we shouldn't bother them because they've done what they were asked to do. Why don't we look at this for future? And when they came back for a rehearing, there really wasn't any new information other than your attorney rendering of that the application process was being handled okay. So I guess we're at, you know, we've tried to address the compatibility even in ours whenever we send out our information to the people. We let them know this is a residential, you know, community of people, and we recommend quiet hours of 9 to 8 and stuff like that. So we're trying to be different than what people seem to appear that most nightly rental owners are, because we realize there are people, and most, there's been a lot of even ministry people that we've had come that stay in them because we've been involved in ministry for a long time. So we're trying to address these. We're just kind of a little confused at how it's come back so many times to have to address. I agree, something needs to be done, because on the other hand, realtors that we've talked to, there's enough discord going on within Branson Creek and the people, what they feel about it, that even though realtors that aren't bringing people, it's not because of nightly rentals, it's just because there's discord there and a lot of stuff up in the air. And so right now, over the last couple of years, from what we've watched, property values, even with the nightly rentals, have increased like others. But if everybody, one side or the other, gets too upset and dumps a bunch of properties on the market, then the market's going to go down. And so I hope we're not used as a pawn to try and get the rescinding done. But I do agree that something needs to be done. If it's time to say at saturation point, don't grant any more, whatever that may be. I understand that part, because we're definitely not here trying to ask for a second one. But anyway, that's kind of where we've come from.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
Mr. Chairman, could I address a couple things?
Yes, please.
Ms. Murphy's talking about 3.1, which is to a specific owner. It does not say the owner of the property now. And I've shared with the both boards that the attorney said the specific owner could be the buyer. The buyer did request the permit. There was no transfer, so 3.2, it was not even brought up to transfer. He's just asking for the original permit. And we are not changing the process that we're having buyers come through for applications for any nightly rental. I'll probably add something to the decision of record to help the Planning Commission understand. But they could record that decision of record any time. That's not the permit. That's just the decision that the board rendered.
Yes.
So,
Well, the decision of record is the permit.
That's not the permit. That's just the decision.
Well, that gives them the right to rent. But we...
Well, not till they fulfill the decision of record.
Mr. Keck, I need to rebut Mr. Keck.
That's fine. I just was going to point out some facts there.
I'm sorry. The code does say specific owners.
Which was the buyer.
Shall. No. Yeah. At the time of the concept application, it says the owner shall submit proof of ownership on the concept application.
The owner did. The owner did.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And who is issued the decision of record?
The specific?
The owner. The owner.
Owner, which was going to be the buyer.
And we have not been privileged to any attorney's opinion. That has not come out in a public meeting. So that doesn't come into consideration, because if there's a change to the code, and he says that a potential buyer can get a permit, no change to the process. That's wrong.
Yeah, no change to the code or no change to the process.
So what is the attorney's opinion?
Well, I can't share just the opinion. I just can let you know that we're not going to change the process for buyers. And we're not amending the guidance code.
For buyers? It doesn't.
Well, if a buyer comes forth.
It doesn't say buyers in your code. It only says owners in your code. There is not one word in your code about a buyer.
I'm just telling you our decision. So.
And you have to be the owner and show proof of ownership at the time of the concept application. It is in your code.
The owner did, so.
You have any additional comments?
We can't issue.
Yes, we have
permit.
Plenty. Are you in agreement with what he's saying? Because we are not.
Well,
you should be the one making the decision,
and we're
not
about to
be.
Yeah.
You are in agreement with what he's saying?
I am in agreement.
I'm agreeing
with
the
buyer.
You. Yes.
Okay. We were not aware of that because we have not been sure.
Otherwise, a property would never be sold. Because if I was going to buy something, even in something that is a nightly rental project,
okay.
I'm very sympathetic.
No, I understand.
But I do agree
we were
with
just not informed.
Yeah.
But that is really not what we were here tonight for.
I understand.
That was for compatibility.
I understand.
Okay.
Just we are in for compatibility and following the guidance code.
I understand that. So.
And okay. And we just want you to be aware of the signatures that we got. So you see there's
I know a lot of those people. I completely understand.
A lot of people. And like he said, he didn't want to be the pawn. Well, we apologize, but it is out of control.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Any additional questions? Do we have a motion to approve their appeal? Do we have a second to deny the appeal?
Is the appeal of Ms. Murphy?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll second.
You're second that motion to denying the appeal. Any additional discussion?
No.
All in favor of denying the appeal, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And again, I'm extremely sympathetic, but I have not changed my mind based on the evidence that you presented tonight.
So what do we have to do? I mean, just last Monday night, three were denied.
What we do here is we determine whether or not planning and zoning made a mistake in the ruling. And I do understand that the compatibility is a gray area. And I'm imploring the county, planning and zoning, and the county to work on guidelines, because I don't like nightly rental and permanent residence.
So why did they deny three last Monday and you're not denying?
I can't share what they did. I can only.
It's like this.
Yeah, I can only.
There's no fairness in this county.
I'm not arguing with you.